fine is going to be from the committee?
Well, it's the committee membership's prerogative of what we come up with, so I won't presume to speak for them, but I'm hoping that these interim work and the survey will help us in focusing both the direction and the budgetary direction of what the legislature wants to do and support in terms of international trade.
Well, am I out of mind that this, after listening to you just briefly make your comments to the other committee members, is there going to be an opportunity for people to participate in this process, or is this the grand total of the report, the surveys, and the public hearing today, and then the recommendations are going to be made from the committee to the legislature in some format, or is there going to be another hearing, or how else can we put some input in this process?
I think you'd be welcome to send in written testimony to accompany what we heard today in the comments by the people who testified by teleconference and here in Anchorage. It's not clear yet what we are going to establish or recommend as the format for the next meeting. It may be an additional public hearing on a specific proposal or a work session. It's just not clear yet how we're going to proceed. A lot of new information was presented to the committee members today, and we aren't trying to presume to say we're going to specifically go one direction or another until we've had a chance to look at what was presented.
Well, thank you. The question then is, do you have an idea what your time frame is?
Yes, as we stated that we will make every effort, and it's the intention of the co-chairs to schedule another meeting no later than the end of February, and as soon as we can, hopefully earlier than that.
Thank you very much. But for my part, I think I can speak for some of my other colleagues in the private sector. Thank you very much for taking the initiative to address these issues. And Steve, excuse me, thank you very much for personally working hard on it. And I know that there's a lot of people, companies out here interested in what's going to happen here, particularly from the standpoint of funding for the expansion of international trade activities and the committee's efforts to address financing and the issues related toward support of private sector businesses and international trade.
Okay, thank you. Representative Porter, you had the floor. Thank you for yielding. I think there was just a little communication mix-up there.
I'm not projecting enough, so I'll try to do that. I guess to summarize what my thoughts were, it's, I think, interesting that many of the comments we're seeing in the survey are indicative of a perception that there's a need for coordination and perhaps continuity and combining a bunch of other efforts. And the fact that we're having a combined Senate House meeting meets that need, and I hope we continue it so that people don't have to come in and do 15 identical presentations like is quite often to happen in this body.
Representative Sanders.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could, I'd like to just emphasize two generalities that have been touched on here, and I would hope everyone could keep them in mind in your negotiations. Number one, there's a Chinese proverb that says if you want to do business with people, you have to give them some face. And someone, has already remarked on that. But it's very important. You have to have that contact with them, and several times before you can do anything with them. And the other thing is the part of the government in these in business negotiations. Due to the structure in these countries, they do nothing without consulting their government. And they find it very hard to imagine that you can. If you get into a personal conversation with them and talk about doing business, they're right away they want to know what your government thought about it. And you tell them, well, it's my government doesn't interfere with it. Oh, they don't understand that. Get a government guy to say it's okay, and they'll be happy to talk to you. I just want to emphasize those two things. They've both been touched on.
Representative Osterman.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Just to speak about what Mark was saying, I would very much welcome any private sector that after they've gone through the survey and have listened to what we've said today and been said today is to put in writing their exact thoughts and what they would like to see us do and forward it down here to the committee, and I would assume that those then would be passed out to all the committee members so that we could have something to stew in our own brains about a little bit more than what we already have. So, thanks.
Thank you. And to repeat, we are attempting to get, I don't know if it'll be a verbatim, but we'll get a fairly accurate transcript of the testimony that we had and have it available so it can be duplicated and distributed. Any other comments? Representative James.
I just have one comment, and it is regarding to the statement that was made by Representative Sanders. When I spent time in China in September this year, and we went there primarily to establish a relationship with a seed company to buy virus-free seed potatoes from this country, it was a long time before we got enough face with those people for them to be able to sit down and enter into an agreement between us. And I'd like to report, too, that we have gotten our special import permit now, and they're putting the potatoes together for a 40,000-pound shipment. So it was very successful, but it would not have been successful had we not spent that full 10 days in this district working and playing and doing things that had nothing to do with international trade before they ever had enough confidence in us to be able to enter into any agreement. So you're absolutely right. You do have to build that that relationship, and I think that's extremely important.
Other comments? If not, we will confer on what is a workable time frame for our next meeting and stand adjourned.